Sir Bobby Charlton achieved more in his career than virtually any other player before and since, winning the European Cup, the World Cup and European Footballer of the Year awards.
He's the fine example of a legend, and we're lucky to be around a man of such great history and tradition.
He's always supporting you, never a bad word coming from his mouth, and when he speaks, everyone just keeps quiet and listens.
Born in the northeast town of Ashington in 1937, he emerged as a talented footballer from an early age. Football was in Bobby's blood as well. His mum's cousin was Newcastle legend Jackie Milburn, and his older brother Jackie had been signed up by Leeds United by the time Bobby was spotted by United chief scout Joe Armstrong. He played for England schoolboys and then signed on at Old Trafford at the tender age of 15 on New Year's Day in 1953.
When I first arrived, the Busby Babes had just come to the front, where it was unheard of for young players to be given a chance against the real rough lads of the first division. But when they went onto the field, these young lads performed miracles, and it was marvellous.
By 1957, Charlton, still in his teens, was a regular in United's midfield and helped his young team win the Football League title. This side went into the 1957-58 season with high hopes of both domestic and European success. This looked like happening as well when they made it through to the semi-finals of the European Cup after beating Red Star Belgrade. But tragedy struck when the team's plane stopped off in Munich to refuel.
Went under the aircraft, it went down the runway, and I assumed that it just wasn't going fast enough, so they stopped and said, we have a slight technical problem, we better go back. And then they brought us out again into the aircraft, and we went down the second time, and the same thing happened. And then the third time, I think everybody by then was maybe a little, not worried, but
concerned.
Concerned maybe a little bit. And then it just went straight down the runway, and it didn't stop. It didn't get off the floor either, because I think there was so much slush and there was a bit of snow on the runway that it didn't get into the air, really. And we're all looking out of the window. I'm looking out of the window, and I see us hit the perimeter fence. And then you're just thinking, well, you know, keep your head down. Really, and then I don't remember anything till afterwards, and I was about 50 or 60 yards away from the aircraft.
The disaster, which claimed the lives of 8 United players, was to prove the single most important event in Charlton's life.
I had a minor cut on my head, and I had concussion, which you'd expect, you know, if an airplane's going at such a speed. And other than that, I was fine. I stood up and... But at the end of the day, I think, yeah, well, why me? You know?
Despite struggling to come to terms with the tragedy, Charlton's career went from strength to strength after Munich. He made his England debut in the same year, and with a new-look United side, won the FA Cup final in 1963, followed by league titles in 1965 and 67. In between these, he was named the English and European Footballer of the Year in 1966, when he would also be part of the only England team to ever win the World Cup.
We had a consistent team, and people forgot that in 1966 we were almost unbeaten overseas in any friendly matches, European championships, England, Scotland, Wales matches, undefeated. We were the favourites to win the World Cup. And the one thing that we have, which I hope is there now, but I can't guarantee it, is we knew that we could win.
The success didn't stop there, though. In 1968, 10 years after Munich, United reached the European Cup final. Charlton scored twice in a 4-1 win after extra time against Benfica, and as captain lifted the trophy after an emotional night at Wembley.
The Benfica fire had nearly been extinguished, but where United finished, not on your life. Bobby Charlton made it 4-1. Manchester United had well and truly done it. They were supreme soccer champions of Europe.
After nearly 20 years at Old Trafford, Charlton finally left the club to become the player-manager of Preston North End for a short spell in 1973, before hanging up his boots for good in 1975. By this time, he'd won virtually every major honour there was to win in the game and scored 49 goals for England and 249 goals for United. After retiring, Charlton pursued business interests outside the game and also worked occasionally on the BBC as a pundit. He also founded a massively successful scheme of soccer schools roles for youngsters. But he wasn't away from United for too long, though, and returned as a director of the club in 1984 and had a big hand in the appointment of Sir Alex Ferguson as manager in 1986.
Alex Ferguson's total manager. He's meticulous in everything that he does, and he makes good players better. Matt Busby was very happy. I'll say he was very happy with Alex Ferguson. I think he expected what's happened, that we'd go on to great things.
Fantastic man. His career's been played out with absolute superb dignity.
By 1994, Bobby had become Sir Bobby, and 5 years later he was in Barcelona to watch Sir Alex's United side win the Champions League final against Bayern Munich.
My proudest moment with the club, I've got to be honest, is when the Champions League was won in Barcelona. We came back from the dead. We had a couple of minutes to play, and we were 1-0 down.
Into Sheringham, and Solskjaer has won it! Manchester United have reached the promised land. History is made. Manchester United are the champions of Europe again, champions of England, winners of the FA Cup, everything their hearts desire.
In 2008, Sir Bobby joined the handful of remaining Munich survivors in a series of commemorative events to mark the 50th anniversary of the disaster. Fittingly, later in the same year, United won the Champions League trophy again, this time beating Chelsea on penalties in Moscow. Charlton led the side out to receive the award as the club paid the ultimate tribute to their most loyal servant and one of their greatest ever players. After this, in 2009, his adopted city paid tribute as well, as he was given the freedom of Manchester.
I've just been a footballer, that's all, really. I'm ever so proud. It's a bonus beyond bonuses, really. It's just lovely, and I'm so proud, really, because I love the city.
You think of what he's done, not just for the club, but for the country, and more important, for the reputation of football, when you compare some of the nonsense that goes on and the way that he played.
It's nice to show appreciation for the, you know, for such a legend who's brought so much to United over the years and who continues to stand by the club now into this day.